W8FU. Good morning. Good morning. On your way into work, I assume.
Fair assumption. Just now passing 37 Mile Road and have quite a ways to go in this nice, sloppy, salty, frozen tundra we're living in.
Well, you got a nice rock-solid signal. I'm wondering up there at 37, which repeater are you still on the node? Down here, we got some light, fluffy stuff on the roads, but there doesn't seem to be any challenge. It is below freezing, so, and there's some wet patches here and there, so I'm going to be a little cautious around those, but I haven't noticed anything else, you know, remarkable at this point. Anyhow, what repeater, if any, are you in?
I am going into Romeo, and it's usually, as long as I'm south of town, it's fine. If I'm on the north side of Elmont, it's very, very scratchy.
Okay. I know it was better at one time with the old crappy antenna. So it was an old broken antenna, but it was a high gain antenna. Kind of had a circulator on there, so it was able to play into it. And I remember Jeff, KV8SWR, he drives a truck, and he runs, oh, I'd say about Lapeer, and he'd be able to run it just about in the Port Huron. Quite a ways, you know, for sure into the Memphis, you know, area. So I know that site has the capability of doing better.
Just dropped out for a brief second there, but I got the gist of it. I would love for it to go that far, but I don't think it's going to do that in the current state. I've kind of just resorted to the 2x4. It's almost like a fail-safe. I know its limitations, but generally if I can hear a repeater, I can gauge that audio coming in and know if I'm going to be garbage going to the repeater. But this is the repeater I'm on 99% of the time until I start getting south of 26, but I do notice, I'm sure you hear it too, if you're ever on it, there's like a weird static occasionally, where it'll just come in like during a transmission. Like if you're talking and I'm listening, it'll come in and it'll just be like a weird series of static noises that kind of pulsate through it and then they go away, but it's only on Romeo, and I've become accustomed to it. Like, it's like, oh, that's the Romeo repeater, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's kind of like a rumbling. It goes, you know, and that's some artifact of that XPR, which is a DMR repeater. Whoop, and I'm running it purely analog. And there's probably some, Motorola's have a ton of little fields that, you know, you check, and I don't know what it is, but some little artifact that the repeater's generating. It's not static or noise, it's actually some sort of digital burst or something it periodically puts out.
All right, it's not just me then. I wanted to make sure, but I was always curious what it was, because I hear it every time I'm on it, but I'm like, what is that? Because it's done on every single radio I've ever used, so I figured it wasn't, you know, my equipment or whomever I'm talking to, but no big deal.
Yep, that repeater never was planned to be up there as long as it is. I got a Quantar plan for that site. And but I didn't want to drop a Quantar in there until I got the antenna fixed. And then when we swapped out the antenna early last year, it didn't perform as I expected. So I've kind of got it on a back. But I'll just go pull the bond tower off the GMRS. It's a waste of a bond tower. I can throw up anything on GMRS. Who cares? It'll work just fine. So I got, I still got plenty of quant tires in reserve, plus I've got some other stuff, but that's the plan. I got a quant tire plan for there. Hoping that we're going to have another antenna session coming up this year when the weather breaks, but we'll see.
I don't know if it's, are you coming in RF or are you on a node?
No, I'm directly to Warren.
There's some flakiness between the two repeaters then around the FBI. You'll occasionally drop out. It's not like it's a packet burst, it's like a full-blown drop, and then you come back, but I've been picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, I don't know what that could be. It's always something, man. Always something. Ah, well. I know right now the GMRS machine is sick. Got something wrong in the antenna system on it. So I'm going to have to, at some point, put that at the end. We got to get up there. So we got a little work, antenna work to do at the, Mount Clemens site. That's all work I'm perfectly capable of because it's rooftop. But, it's just, you got to get a F to give. And I've been a little short on them.
I flipped over to Warren, so hopefully I'm coming in okay. I'm at 30 mile and 53. Richmond and UMP are also experiencing the same drop, so it seems like it's something coming from Warren. That back end is not happy. But yeah, it is always something. It's the world of technology, unfortunately. It's a blessing and a curse. But, GMRS, yeah, I'd have a hard time finding an F to give.
It was a fun experiment. I'll keep the machine running, but I may just throw something together. You know, I'm not going to... The days of me wasting a Quantar up there are coming to a close. So I got plenty of other stuff. It's not like it'll be there, it'll be up and running, and you know, there'll be no issues, but you know, but I gotta figure out what's going on with that antenna. This weather is just not conducive to that. Probably a jumper. I don't know. The mount was a little flaky on that antenna as well, so it slid down on the mount, kinked something, I don't know.
Experiment. I didn't have a whole lot to do with it, but being on the test subject side, it was fun. But unfortunately, the social aspect of that network deterred me. I still question myself every time I get a new radio. I'm like, why do I buy these things? But I guess there are other uses.
Well, that was funny. All of a sudden, you got really, really noisy, and I now don't check anything on your end. I'll explain. He got really noisy, and I'm like, what the hell, you know? And I looked down, and it's all noisy. So it wasn't you. Ah, well, anyhow. Who knows? We might push through till the weather breaks a little. I've got some other work going on, too. I don't know if you had some sort of a beam if you had a microwave dish, whether we could get you, if you could get to Romeo, but we are going to be putting up, we also have, is it Burnside? Yeah, I think Burnside or Mayville. We have something, I think Burnside, there's something north of you a little bit, so you're kind of right in between two sites. but I don't know if we're going to have sector antennas for the 44 in that burnside. I don't think that's the plan. So get you on that, and that could solve a lot of your networking for ham radio stuff.
Burnside's a good machine. I use that whenever I go to my brother-in-law's. He's out there, where the hell is that at? North Branch, off of Burnside Drive or Road or whatever it is, actually. I use it when I'm 24, and sometimes I can sit it up 69, so let me know what I need to get, though. I'll put an antenna on my house. I've been patiently waiting for that network. I'm very intrigued. I don't know what protocols and whatnot, but I am quite familiar with those things, the point-to-points and all that stuff.
And I'm not all that well-versed in it, so you'll have to forgive me if I'm speaking incorrectly, but the first step in the whole thing was putting in the backbone, you know, the site-to-site, the point-to-point stuff, to get all the sites connected. And then phase two, which is still in /procurement stage. Phase two, we're going to be putting up sector antennas at all the sites. And, you know, then when the sector antennas go in, then anybody who is within range of the multiple sites will be able to hop on. So that's the next phase. I'm very much looking forward to that, because I'm gonna get a little MikroTik router and deploy it at the house. It'll come in over the 44 net, and then it'll connect it up to that network.
I'm not sure if I'll be able to receive. I don't know what kind of equipment you're putting out. But if I put up some dual WAN gateway, and I could VLAN a couple ports on the switch and create a separate network, get all excited about. So keep me in mind. I want to know about it.
Yep, you and me both. I'm very close to retirement, and it's one of those projects I would like to get finished up before I leave. You know, so there's other projects too that do things with the entire, you know, FBI system, like to get resolved. Over to Central Michigan. They seem to give a crap. I'm doing some good stuff with this stuff. But anyhow, that's long term. Oh, let's see here. I think I'm going to stop and get myself a breakfast sandwich at Big Apple Bagels. Place is great. You ever been there?
I used to be obsessed with their muffins. They're gigantic and delicious, and there's, if I recall correctly, they have like a cherry cheesecake muffin that is just out of this world good. That was a long time ago. I was, I don't even know if I was 20 yet, last time I had one of those, but I do remember it fondly. And, we appreciate you, Sean. We appreciate your network. I, as a still relatively new ham, appreciate the ability to do what we do down here. You know, when I first started, I thought it was a dead end. I had an HD, couldn't get into anything until I found Romeo, and then it's like, holy crap, look at this world. I'm glad it's here, and definitely appreciate it.
Well, I just do it for fun, because I'm in a position to, really, it's what it is. Nothing more. No thanks required. I've made a life of doing this kind of stuff, and so doing it in ham radio is just kind of an extension of what I do for the day job. So that's all it is. Fun to play with the stuff that you actually get paid to work on, know about. That's all. Ain't nothing but a thing. But, yeah, so. Just, where am I at here? Yeah, as far as the muffins at Big Apple. Okay, I'm here. Garfield and 16 Mile. Yeah, they are fantastic. And then they got those specialty bagels. Oh, my God. Like, they got the blueberry cobbler and the apple cobbler. Whoa, a little slick, man. I went to hit the brakes to make the turn on the Garfield here to go to Big Apple. Broke loose a little. Not a lot, but just FYI. But anyhow, yeah, they had those gourmet bagels and the muffins, but I can't have that crap anymore. So I got to be careful. I'm pulling up here. I'm going to run inside and get what I'm getting, and I'll be back out here in a bit if you're still here. After yours, W8FU.
Yeah, I forgot to mention I almost slid through the intersection at Dryden and 53. Driving like I normally would, and I saw some lights on, cop lights on 53, so I slowed down, and lo and behold, I slid. But, no, go ahead, grab your goods. I got a couple more minutes, and then I'm in no hurry to get inside. I might sit in the truck for a couple, so I'll be standing by, NADBF.
Oh, man, that place is so scrum-delicious.
I know, I was racking my brain trying to think if there were any near me on the way in, because it sounds pretty damn good.
Well, I know there's the one at at 16 and Garfield. Actually, it's at Moravian and Garfield, which for all extents and purposes is 16 and Garfield. That's the one I'm at now. Then there's another one that's at Crocker and I-94. And those are the only two I know of anymore. So I don't know. There very well could be one out that way, but I can't think of it. Yeah, you know, I saw that New York cheesecake muffin. I looked at that and I said, no, you can't. Don't. I got myself a breakfast sandwich. Their breakfast sandwiches are really good. And they got a dark roast coffee I really like. And then I bought some bagels, like the melted Swiss cheese one and the blueberry cobbler and the apple cobbler. So I got a half dozen of those for the...
Over at 25 and Quinder in that plaza over there, right on the corner. I'm trying to think what's in there. There was a CVS, but I think that's gone because all the pharmacies are going out of business. That area, but that's the only one I used to go to when I worked at 26 and Mound. But, yeah, those cheesecake things, man, they weigh like a pound. And they're probably 3,000 calories, but, man, they're good.
I did not know about the one on DeQuinter. Is it no longer there? Is that what you were saying, or you're not sure? So I'll look it up. Now you got me wondering. I'll look it up when I get to the shop and see, because I do like Big Apple. It's one of my favorites. And, you know, they, as far as I knew, they only had the two. But you've immediately smashed that thought.
Last time I rolled through there, I don't recall checking, but I also don't ever remember any point where I've driven through there going, oh, they closed Big Apple Bagels. So I'm going to assume that it's still there, mainly because it's that area, right? It's all subdivisions, and it's the border of Shelby Township and Rochester, so people have no problem spending Big Apple Bagel money.
27 and DeQuinter. So 23 is where Yates Cider Mill is, pretty much. And then you go north on that, you get to Parkview, which is takes you straight into Rochester. I'm going to going to put park you at about 24. So 27 is up there, like north side of Stony, kind of that old Mount Vernon area. I just can't picture anything over there. Is this all new built up?
25, not 27. So according to Google here, there's two in Shelby Township and one in Clinton Township. God, there's more than I thought. Okay, so there's one on 23 in Shelby Township. Let me see if this is the one. This does, I don't know, there's one on 23, and then this one in Shelby is off of 25. So there's one on 23 and one on 25 in Shelby Township. I didn't know about the one on 23.
Well, there you go. That sounds like your Huckleby right there. You'll, you should be able to work that in as a detour.
Yeah, I'm going to have to knock that off my list here in the next couple days, but that sounds really good. I'm at the office patiently waiting. I ordered a UV25R. I don't know if you know what that is, but you guys posting those damn pictures of that thing, I'm like, I got to get one of those.
Is that ginormous? Of it about a month or so ago. And then somebody, was it Davian, just bought one? Somebody just bought one.
Yeah, I blame you because a guy at breakfast had it and you posted a picture of it. I'm like, that thing is comical. And then Eric got one recently. And I checked Amazon last night. They're like $56 overnight delivery, so I've got one showing up to the office. The guy's like two stops away. I'm like, I just need that because it's funny.
Yeah, I'd like to peek under the hood. It has some weight to it as well. It's got, you know, it's definitely got the girth, but it's also not a light radio. It's a substantial radio, and so I wonder how they're doing that, you know, because, you know, most of the Bofang products are more light. Is it electric? I don't know what he's not. Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like a fart cannon in that thing.
I'll take it apart and send some pictures to you. I know it does have, I think it's a 5200 milliamp hour battery. So that's a huge part of it. And then it's all an aluminum frame. And then I think the speaker grille is metal. And then it's got a metal knob, like the VFO knob. And then it's got some other, I don't know, it is huge, but I also wouldn't put it past a company like Bofang to put, like, lead weights at the bottom of something like that, so who knows.
Yeah, so it's going to be the pieces, parts that, you know, that add up to the heft, because, you know, even if it was running some sort of a larger, more deluxe circuit board, you know, the weight difference between a, you know, a little radio circuit board, a big radio circuit board is going to be pretty negligible. So it's got to be the extra pieces, like you said, the metal frame, the metal faceplate, and the battery and everything. So, but it had a nice feel on the hand. While large, it was, you know, it had some heft and all that. And, you know, just say, I'm curious what that translates to. You know, what was the design criteria when they were making it? You know, did we want something that was extra rugged? Is that the design criteria, or did they want it, you know, are they housing some better circuitry or something, you know, just the battery capacity, obviously that's one, should run for days, right? So I'm just curious what the design criteria was, you know, for that justifies the size and weight. So it'll be interesting. We'll see. Oh, well, I'll be curious to see what you think when you get it, you know, for $50. Whatever, shrug. It's not a big deal. Get the t-shirt kind of a thing.
Yeah, the design, I'm not really sure what they were going for other than the fact that it appeals to idiots like me. That gooseneck antenna's cool, too. That thing, I watched the video last night. The guy said it ran for, he had it on for 2 days straight. Everything UHF, VHF. So, I don't know. It seems like a cool radio, but yeah, I mean, for $50, I'm like, that's, it's a novelty thing, right? You know, someone who loves gear and radios, I'm not big on the Chinese stuff, but it's like, that thing's so funny and so big. You know, I'll use it around the house. If I drop it, I don't care.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds like a plan. All right, I just pulled up. I just pulled up at the work. I got to get inside and see what the day brings. I'll catch you later, maybe on the way home, and be curious to see what you think of the Beastie. After yours, WAFU.
Oh, I forgot to add, I think it's a UV5M, basically with a bigger case on it. Same screen, I'm sure it's the same internals, but I'll dig into it. And, yep, I'm ready to go inside, too. I'm going to sit in the truck for a minute here, so I will maybe catch you later, if not this weekend. I'm on dad duty, so I'll be playing lots of radio. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you. NATDF.
NAWGO Mike. K8WOG. KJO. Where be you at? I'm just heading to work.
I am heading to work, but I am going west, young man, going west. Grand Rapids. Gotta take care of one in Grand Rapids and one in Wyoming. Still got guys out on the west side.
Roger, on the west side. I take it you're not that far west yet.
No, I'm just about to get up to 69 here off of M19, so I'm still just north of the repeater.
Very good. I'm about 6 miles, seven and a half miles north of the Warren repeater.
You're not closer than I. Well, no, I'm probably about what? 15 miles north of Richmond.
Yep, well, finally getting there, cold weather. I was hoping it stays cold like this, at least below freezing, so they can still have tip-up town on the ice. I think it's 2 weekends from now. Yeah, 2 weekends from now in Houghton Lake.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of cold weather. I mean, I don't mind it when it's, like, above freezing, so the roads are wet, but cold enough that we get the big, fat snowflakes. I like that. I like the big, fat snow. I don't like this freezing stuff.
Well, I just want it to snow up north so I can get some snowmobiling in. I think I went once or twice last year. It snowed quite a few times, but it was always the middle of the week. By the time weekend came, it would melt. There's this big snow on Monday or Tuesday, and then by Friday, it's all melted. It's never convenient for me on the weekend. Mother Nature doesn't care about my weekend.
Yeah, I hide inside during the cold weather. fall in a snowstorm. I'm away from it.
I think I made an igloo a couple times in my life. It was really a lot of thick snow, and it was real hard, and I cut blocks out of it, and I actually made my own igloo when I was a kid. It was pretty cool.
Oh, funny, so did I. If we didn't have, we didn't have the snow block maker. Well, we did, but it didn't work out too well. We actually rolled big, huge snowballs up and down the road, so we had two big ones. Put them together, sprayed them with water, froze them up, and then each one of us took turns digging out the snowball, and we ended up getting two big igloos.
I had a blizzard back in Syracuse where I grew up. They had a blizzard, and man, the snowbanks from the snow plows are like 15 feet tall. So we built this elaborate system of tunnels, you know. But in hindsight, it was probably pretty dangerous because it could have collapsed on us. In your audio or signal. Which one did you get? And don't tell me you bought the big brick. Yes, I got one too.
No, it's a 5-watt UV5R. I got it as a gag gift from Mike over on the Troy repeater when I got my license, and I said, I'm never going to use this thing. Well, I got bored over the holidays, and since my girlfriend had to work. And so I started playing with it, and the next thing you know, I've got just two frequencies in it. That's it. And,
Yeah, the one thing I said I've never owned or never used, and here I am talking to you on it right now, so I thought that would make your Friday.
Roger. One quick thing. I don't know if you ever seen that Motorola clone. I forgot what brand it was. It was some weird brand. But anyhow, now Bofang makes a Motorola clone. I'll send you a picture of it. I'll email you. Anyhow, I'm here at work, so have a good morning. And welcome to the Bofang Club. You sound fine. You're still alive. WAVAP.
I thank you. That's made my day that I'm welcomed into the official Bofang Club. And, yeah, I've seen some Motorola APXs cloned for companies like Hamgeek and Global PTT and Penguin or Pelican. I can't remember the name of the off-brand. And they're like the old, seven, 8,000s and XEs and all this and that that are cloned. Well, Motorola's got to do something with all those empty shells, shell casings, so I guess that's what they did. Have an awesome day. If I don't talk to you over the weekend, have an awesome weekend. And this is W8RCY. And Cujo, if you're listening in the background, good morning to you, sir.
RU8 mobile.
Return some stuff to Amazon and get a haircut going to the barbershop, and I'm starving.
I'm going at the end of my street, my work street. I was going to get a breakfast pizza, but I'm getting a breakfast bowl. It's sausage, eggs, hash browns, cheese, bacon. It's delicious. It's a really large quantity, too. I probably won't eat it all. But they're pretty darn good. Yep. What did you buy? Buy a radio?
No, a shirt and a fart tail. And don't need either one of them. So they're going back to Amazon.
Yeah, I bought that gigantic Bofang walkie-talkie that weighs like 10 pounds. It's like literally a brick. And I don't know. I don't know if I want to keep it. It's not very practical to use. But it's a funny conversation piece, but once the novelty wears off, I'll probably never use it again. So I don't know. I'll see how I feel in about a week.
Yeah, I saw on Telegram, it looked like Dakota may have bought one. He posted a picture of one of those on Telegram earlier. Hey, they look silly. Like you said, I think once the novelty wears off, it's going to just sit there on the shelf, though.
Well, it wasn't that expensive. And a couple things I will say, it has excellent audio. It has really nice, loud, clear audio. Transmit-wise, receive-wise, it's the best-sounding radio I got. Got the biggest speaker, and definitely the most powerful one I got, and the biggest battery. I'm getting about 11 watts on VHF, and just under 10 on UHF, and about 9 on GMRS. So it's a powerhouse, and it's got a huge battery, and it has really good transmit and receive audio. But I don't see myself carrying around, pull my pants down, have to wear suspenders.
Do you have to put it in a dock to charge it, or does it have USB charging?
It didn't come with a dock, and I don't know if there's a dock available, but, yeah, it has USB-C, but, man, once that battery gets low, it takes forever. Charge it up. So it like takes three times bigger, so it takes like three times the amount of time to charge it.
Yeah, you almost need a like a laptop charger, like a 65 watt or 100 watt laptop charger to recharge that thing. Because I can imagine just charging it off the standard wall charger that you get for your phone, it would take forever to charge.
Well, you can always buy a spare battery, have one charging, but I don't know. I wouldn't use it every day, so if I used it for a while and the battery went weak, it's like I don't mind it sitting on the charger all day. I don't care. It's like something. I got 34 radio. Well, actually 36 now. I found those two missing RT85s, finally.
What, were they, like, hidden under the couch or something? I mean, you were looking for them for a little while.
Well, I know I took them up north, a pair, and I brought them home. And what I think I did is I put the duffel bag in the back of my car, my other car. The duffel bag was open because it wouldn't close. I had so much crap that it wouldn't close, and I set the radios in the duffel bag, but it was like just about falling out. And I guess sometime during the trip they fell out, fell in one of the corners of my trunk. I have a huge trunk, and that's where it was. I found it in the trunk. I opened the trunk of my car for the first time in a couple months since I lost it, and there it was. There they were.
That's awesome. Glad you finally found them. You know, I am still shocked how good those radios are for what we all paid for them. I mean, they're just... radios for $10. Definitely would have paid more if I needed to, because there seem to be good radios. I actually bought a couple of USB-C recharging batteries just so that they're easier to recharge if I need them.
WAGAP. Well, it's the GM, Radiodity GM30 batteries. They make a 16 and a 22 and a 32. I have a Bofang TPU-8, which it's the same radio as the RT-35. We got those last things, not this Thanksgiving, but the Thanksgiving before. They were on sale for $30 for two of them. And UV, so I have three other radios of the same exact battery, so batteries are not a problem. But the ones with the USB-C are the combined from the Radiodity store.
Yeah, I picked a few up on Amazon. They were like $12, which is hilarious because they cost more than the radio, but I've been happy with them so far. So, you know, I hung on to a few. I think I have four or five of those radios. I'll probably buy a couple more USB-C rechargeable batteries and be good to go. Hey, Eric?
Say doubled with somebody. Go ahead.
Hey, Eric, real quick, this Bofang that you're talking about, is that the UV-25, that big monster? Is that the one that you got?
Yeah, it was $50, and it came with a weird, like a weird gooseneck antenna, which wasn't that great. And it came with, like, one of those long tactical antennas, which work really good, but they're kind of ridiculous. But, yeah, it's basically the same radio as the 5RM, just in a bigger case with a huge battery. But, like I said, yeah. They also make a UV-32 now. Look that one up. It's a Motorola APX-800 clone.
Yeah, this is W8RCY. Yeah, you sent me that one earlier today, but I was just wondering what the one was you're referring to as of the size and everything. All right, I'll let you two gentlemen get back. Everybody have a great day. W8RCY.
Yeah, okay. No, I thought you were someone else there for a second. No problem. Yeah, you saw that. But what was I going to say? Oh, my food's ready, so I'll be back.
Hey, are you? All right, Eric, I'm going to let you go. I don't know if you're still in the car. I got to run into my first stop. I'll call out when I'm done if you're still there. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Have a great day. K8RU8.
W8RCY back to his normal abnormal business.
W8FU. N-A-K-B-P. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Sean. Long time no talk to. Declender M59 heading back to the office. So radio's working nice and clean today. Good deal. I got to head to that site I was talking to that guy about, pick up that piece of equipment, and he's going to send somebody out to pick up. That's about it for me. So that's it. My last hurrah for the short work week. Two whole days. Well,
this the site way, way west, or is this the one kind of local? I know we talked about two of them. This is actually the one closest to my house. So it's down this way. Anyhow, I've got to just go pick up a piece of equipment from the site. That's it. Oh, very good. That sounds like fun. That project I was working on, you know, personally, I was telling one of my work buddies, and his son works, one of the officers, I think I told you about him, at a fire department near you, and his daddy wants me to set one up. So I'm going to do that. Basically, just monitor what he wants to hear his son. So that'd be fun. Financially, but that's something. Set it up kind of like a scanner, except for just listening to what he wants to listen to. Not really defined. That's like me. I have no interest in scanning, but I wouldn't mind a monitor. You know, something that at any given time I can just monitor a particular talk group. But scanners have all this, you know, banks, and you put a bunch of stuff in them, and they're always looking for something. My listening interest is driven by events. I don't look for something to listen to. So... But that may change when I don't have a radio I can just grab and dial.
Yeah, you're kind of in a different world for that. But, yeah, I think you could just grab one from somebody you know or, you know, i.e. the office, use that word, and do it that way. But, yeah, it's $35 and it works fine. That's all you need. And if you don't want the T-shirt, I can walk you through it. Because I know some of that stuff, like, okay, why do I want to do this? So I forget the one that I, SD Trunk, that one's about the easiest to set up, and it works remarkably well. And it doesn't have all the bells and whistles, you know, priority this, priority that, and all that other crap. But realistically, if you just tell it, okay, I only want to listen here, 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 and here, that's all it does, which is good for that kind of stuff. Like I said, for me, it's not so much about the listening, it's more about the T-shirt.
Well, I've got SDRs. I've got a couple of the SDR plays, which are fancy, and then I've got one of the RTLs. So I got those to throw at it. So maybe I'll play with it one of these days. But I've not used my SDRs for monitoring T25 traffic ever. I've watched I've watched control channel activity, and I've watched activity as you've seen in the shop, but I've never used it to listen. So I might give that a try, see how it works.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing too, my next venture gonna be is to figure out some sort of HF thing and start listening around there, because it, you know, the another program does, I forget what they call it, upper sideband, lower sideband, CW, and I don't know how low it will go, but it will go pretty low, you know, as far as that goes. It's amazing. I forget what the spec was, but I know the high end was like 1.7 gigahertz, but I can't remember what the low one was, but I haven't paid attention to it, but I'm sure it goes into the HF portion of the handband.
Right, right. Now, I do that. I use them to listen to HF all the time, or, you know, just, you know, FM signals occasionally above 30, but most of the time I use them for HF, and I use that SDR Uno software for that, which is really nice. I don't know if you can use that software with your SDR, but it's called SDR Uno, and it's real nice. there's plenty of other ones too. Cubic, SBR, and I don't know. There's a few anyhow, and I'm sure there's even more than last time I looked. All right, I'm pulling up here to the site. I gotta go in, check in, all that good stuff. I won't be terribly long, but I do have to go do what I came here to do. After yours, W8FU.
Go do what you gotta do. We shall chat later. It sounds like you got that T-shirt, so I'm gonna pick your brain. I might do a little write-up on it on Telegram. I don't know how many others have done it, but I might do a little write-up on it and show a video or two about it, because maybe that ship has sailed for all of our other fellow like-minded people. But it is what it is. Go fix something that's broken and talk later. And at KDP. K8RUH. Eric, sounds like you are done working, or done eating. I dropped my packages off, and the line was too long at the barbershop, so I'm headed back home to finish the day out and get some more work done. Man, it's chilly. It certainly is. What's up, Anthony? Yep, what's going on? Oh, I had to stop out at one of my power sites and pick up a piece of equipment that went bad. And, it's only been installed for 2-3 weeks. It went bad. Now, it's a redundant, it's a spare. But, we go DEFCON 3 when we no longer have a spare hot standby. So they sent one out from another location. And the bad one was just sitting there and nobody knew what to do with it. So I got a little instruction today. So I had to go pick up a part that Motorola's got to come pick up from me. That's it. And now I get to get home a little early, although I haven't had lunch today yet, so it's all a wash.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, that's good that you got that piece of equipment. It's unfortunate that it's only a few weeks old, but hopefully Motorola stands behind their product and you get it fixed or get a new one ASAP.
Oh, yeah, they're real good about that. You can't spend more, but you also, you also get what you pay for, 3 times over.
Well, that's good. Hey, I just pulled up at the house. I'm going to let you go, but have a good weekend if I don't talk to you the rest of this afternoon or throughout the weekend, and I'm sure I'll talk to you Monday morning. K8RUH.
Yep, Monday's going to be the beginning of a grind. We're all back for a full week. Arg. All right, man. Catch you later. W8FU.
N8KTB.
Good afternoon, Don. I got a couple of minutes here as I make my final approach to the mall. What's shaking?
Mall? Not much. Leaving my sister's house, went there for a couple hours to help out after I was at mom's this morning, and made an executive decision that I'm going to go back home instead of to the office. So did a little work on email via my phone earlier, so I'm kind of phoning it in today and heading back home. So that's it. It was much yuckier out when I was out earlier, not so bad now. What takes you to the mall?
Well, I received a Lions hoodie for Christmas, and I thought it was the wrong and re-exchange it for the size that I exchanged. So, anyhow, that's a sports place, I forget what it's called, right there in the mall. They got them at most malls and whatnot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I heard when you had made the first exchange. In the grand scheme of things, a good thing.
Well, that comes with an asterisk, is in that I'm going to go for the smaller size because I'm really as fat as I've ever been right now, so I'm not going to get any bigger.
Yeah. I know. I'm down a pant size or two, and I've still got some of those pants and shorts in the house, and I'm like, I got to get rid of these. You know, it's too easy to just say, oh, well. But we turned over a new leaf. You know, dry January, and I'm putting my carbs in my phone app again and what I'm eating, so I'm trying to watch that. And man, I tell you what, I slept better last night than I've slept in days. So it may have just been tired, may have been like, oh, you know, they say you sleep better when you don't have any cocktail out. So we'll see what I feel like in a few weeks.
Everything in moderation. That's the key, I think. So, all right, I just pulled up. I'm going to get inside and get this hopefully knocked out quickly. Drive safe, and we'll talk to you in a little bit. K8DB from W8FU.
Yes, everything in moderation. K8DB.
Mission accomplished.
Very good. I'm almost home, but glad it wasn't too painful. Hey, I'm up to 42 states confirmed, by the way. It's almost like I know what I'm doing now.
Mixed, or one particular band, or just in general?
You know, not bad for, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think I got my worked all states on FT8 in 2 weeks. But I wasn't limiting myself to 30. In fact, I did most of mine on, you know, either 20 and 40. Hell, it's like ducks in a barrel. Although the bands weren't quite as good as they are now. Although for domestic stuff, that's not nearly the problem.
Yeah, the sun was angry a couple of days ago, but I'll tell you what, yesterday was 30 meters was amazing. It was kind of crazy, actually. There was nothing but domestic and nothing but DX all over the place. You know, everywhere from Florida to South Korea to Europe and Japan and, you know, everywhere in Asia. So it was kind of cool. Anyway, yeah, this is, I get the appeal of it. You can do a lot with a little. So that's my shiny object right now.
My only knock is there's no way to convey any additional information. So I get it. You know, it's a proof of concept thing. But at what point do you say, okay, we're going to utilize this for messaging? You know, and where can you do that? Now, I know you can tack a little extra on, but really, there should be a frame for, you know, let's say up to 140 characters of message and or something. You know, there should be a end game where it's used to pass important traffic. And that's, I think, maybe I don't fully understand or whatever, but that's my major knock on it is, where's the use case besides
its own use, you know.
It's coming up under the parking center. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but that's my big question too. And I think the answer to that is, well, PSK-31 and JS-8 and a couple of those other similar, high efficiency modes. You can do that. You know that this one is specifically, it just makes quick cookie cutter. I suppose you could change up the protocol a little bit. I don't know.
That may be where I don't understand. Maybe, like you said, one of these other protocols is the same thing, just formatted differently. If that's the case, then okay, I get it. They don't sound the same to me, but then all you got to do is change the timing a little, and they can sound completely different. But, if it's the same protocol, and it's the same basic, if everything's the same about it from a emission perspective, then just add an extra frame. You could have like a message frame or something like that. And then in the case of a holy cow, going by the Costco here on the freeway, man, they're lined up. But I don't know. And it's not a complaint. It's just that where's the usefulness outside of its own, for the sake of itself. So I don't know, but it is cool. I get it. I bagged, they got those little awards on QRZ, North America. They're you can get them in your sleep. With FTA, you can knock every one of them out. About the only one that takes any effort at all of Asia, and the way the band's been lately, even Asia is pretty hopping. But, I knocked all those out real quick just to make it look like I actually operate.
I get it. I think that it's FTA specifically is stuck in its own context, but I assume that some of those other modes are similar. Well, I am pulling on my street here. As soon as the person in front of me gets out of the way, I'm going to go inside and get some coffee and be back out here later. I do a little bit of work, but not too much. So I will say 7-3 for now. K-8.
All right, yeah. Oh, and by the way, there's a little place I found. It's kind of a bakery coffee shop. It's at like 14 and Campbell. So it's, if you were down this way and we ever have a chance to connect, we might want to try that sometime. I think you'd like it. I wish I could remember the name because it's probably the next question. But all right, catch you later. W8FU. NADDF from W8FU. NADDF.
NADDF testing file thing UB25R.
Well,
I'm standing in my kitchen with the gooseneck antenna that came with it. I'm getting into Richmond.
Well, that's right. That's like 10-watt radio, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's actually very, very well made.
Yeah, it's a beefy little bugger, ain't it?
Yeah, you're not putting this on a belt clip. You're not putting it in your pocket. You're not fitting it in a backpack pocket. Like, you basically need a dedicated pouch if you want to lug this thing around.
Well, it sounds good. So, transmit audio is good. How's the receive audio?
A little snowy, like I imagine my transmit is, but, I mean, you're perfectly readable, good signal. I don't know how far I am from Richmond, but I'm not close.
Nope, you are not. That's a haul. But, yeah, very good, very good. So I called you earlier. I was going to see what you thought, but I figured you'd be out here with it at some point.
How long ago? I might have missed you because I've been home for about, I got home about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know. Hold on a second. Oh, man, damn it, man. I cannot get out on the 12-mile road. It's just a nightmare. There we go. Usually never a problem, but in this particular stretch, but not today. Anyhow, I don't know. It was maybe an hour ago. I don't know, but I just gave a call out here to see if you were around. But yeah, very cool. I can't figure out where one of those. I'm intrigued by it, and part of me wants to have one, but I just can't figure out where it would fit in the grand scheme of things. You know, the yet another portable pile. I've already got, you know, half a dozen portables I never touch, so what would be one more?
The Amazon free overnight delivery to my office is what got me last night. I looked, it was $56, and it was going to be at my office by the time I got there, and it was. So that's the only reason I ended up with it. There is no practical use case that I can think of for this thing. It is that big. I mean, you've seen it. It's ridiculous. I'm laughing holding it.
The battery's pretty ginormous on that thing, though, isn't it? It's like 5,400 milliamp hours, so, you know, and it's 10 watts, so, and they give you a pretty good battery, so I guess there you go.
5,200 USB-C. It actually screws into the back of the radio. And the antenna, I'm not going to lie, the gooseneck that comes with it is actually really, 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 really well made and super impressive.
Now, what bands is that? Just VHF, UHF, and, you know, will it receive anywhere else, and is it expandable, et cetera, et cetera?
It looks like it comes wide open, and it is actually a tri-bander.
That's band 3, 220.
Yes, sir. And I bet there's a whole lot of that going on around here.
Does it have legitimate power out on 220? What are they claiming for power out?
That's a good question, and I don't know the answer to it, but if you give me a second, I'll pull out the old manual that I got in front of me.
All right, well, hold that thought. If you're here when I get back, I got to run inside the restaurant here, get my carryout. We'll catch you in a second. W8FU.
NABBF, standing by.
Okay, back on the road. What'd you find out?
It's not the best manual, and it doesn't officially say that it supports 220. It says transmission frequency American version 144 to 148, 420 to 450, but I watch videos of guys transmitting elsewhere, so let me test that real quick on the other band here. Yeah, no block on 220 or GMRS.
So it'll key up, but you don't know if it has any kind of respectable power out or anything?
Correct. I'm going to do some reading, but I do have I've got a HP SWR power meter. I don't know if it's rated for 10 watts, so I got to check that first.
All right, well, just curiosity more than anything. Just cruising here. Back to the house with the vittles. And I thought you'd have it by now, and you had that thing early. The one I saw was pretty impressive package. Not that I found the design to be, you know, anything, any great shake, but the heft and the size and everything. And you know, you would hope that the speaker would be large and have, you know, good response, you know, fidelity. Sounds good on the transmit side, so you got that. Of course, that doesn't take a large radio to get that right.
I was just going to say, it does not feel like a bump thing when you're holding it. It doesn't creak. The plastic's rock solid. It's got a ton of metal on it. The buttons feel really nice. Like, they honestly did a really good job on this one. And I'm anti-Chinese radios.
Sometimes you just can't resist. So that's like me and those little 888s when I'm, building something, you know, like nodes in particular. I'm sorry, you can't beat a $10 RF deck, and they're clean enough. They sound good. They work for, you know, low power applications, but they're tough to beat for the price. I'll tell you what. I got a couple other ones like that. I think I grabbed a couple of those. I don't even remember what they. Well, I grabbed a couple of those Redivis 85s, RT85s. I grabbed a couple of those, and no complaints. And then I think I got a couple of cheap GMRS-specific radios, which I was just going to give to people that, you know, you don't want having VFOs or anything like that. I think you remember me talking about it. My problem is that I would like to be able to eliminate channels from it so I could give it to somebody that only has, like, you know, one or two channels in it so that it's really, really just stupid easy to, you know, to operate, you know, and you can't, you know, but they have, like, all these channels, and then they've got all these, like, you know, ones that you can custom set, like, PLs and stuff like that, and it makes for a kind of a beat-up interface, and I think they got that wrong.
I tried that with GMRS. I've given my buddy a radio, my dad a radio, and, you know, we're using them hunting, and then I'm like, why the hell aren't they responding? Well, they accidentally changed the channel, or they don't know what they're doing, so then it doesn't work. I found that the best radios are like these cheap FRS ones that my kids got for Christmas that don't have any options. They just have a PTT and an on-off switch.
Exactly, yeah, you know, and it's, you know, it's hard to imagine us being radio geeks, you know, with all the things that we have to set and remember and all that stuff. And, you know, but most people don't give one rat's arse about this stuff. And, you know, well, you got to be on this channel, but make sure this button, you know, and there's a plus here in the window, forget it. You just lost them.
It is unfortunate the general population doesn't share the affinity we do for radio, where they actually want to understand how it works. They just want to hit a button. Or actually, most of the people I talk to don't even want to touch it.
Well, in the modern cell phone era, it is hard to convey the you know, the fun of it. So, anywho, I am here. I'm going to back into the drive here and get inside with the vittles. I will be back on in a bit from inside. W8FU after yours.
All right, Sean, enjoy your dinner. Thanks for being first contact on this mammoth. I'll catch up with you later. NADDF.
He didn't say what vittles? He didn't say what vittles he had? Oh, man. How could I survive?
KJ Mobile.
W8 EAP Mobile. Man, when those guys disappear, they're gone.
I thought I heard some chatter in the background earlier, and I had to make a phone call.
Talking about people not caring about ham radio in the cell phone era. Well, there's two types of people. People that shy away from complicated things they don't understand, or people who are drawn towards complicated things they don't understand. Except for mesh tastics.
I guess I'm drawn to complications that I don't understand, but I have to figure out how to understand what I don't understand.
Well, I'm letting the other guys figure out mesh tastics. 972 posts, and they're starting to get a grip on it a little bit. Not really, though.
To be honest, I don't know what mesh tastic is. I know what a mesh network is, but not what mesh tastic is.
If you want to go down a rabbit hole, read up on it. But they're trying to set up a net. Well, they did kind of set up a little off-grid communications network, but not quite, because they still have to use the internet a little bit. But if you're close enough, you can hop from radio to radio.
It just takes time.
Dave got a super-duper Bing-through antenna, and he's getting way more range out of it.
Well, I'm still just trying to understand the network. You know, what you all know about radios and connecting and all the links and stuff like that is like me with my access systems. You guys talk all this stuff and I'm like, I kind of scratch my head and try to understand it. But if you get an access system, I can figure that out pretty quick.
That's why ham radio is a hobby. It's a hobby 99% of the time until it's for, like, actual emergency communications, and it's not a hobby. But anywho, that's the way it goes. Heading over to Jack's house in a few minutes. Drop off some equipment.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're up kind of late working.
Yeah, 6:30 is about normal.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I'm done. I think I got an hour overtime in there somewhere. Started out in Grand Rapids, ended up in East Lansing, now I'm in Cliff Township.
Well, I did take a quick look. I couldn't read the second part, but our gate is a linear hyphen something.
Yeah, if you have to lift the cover off, it's usually a linear or a Chamberlain, but if it's a big black box with a key and you put it in a twist handle and open it up, that's a linear oscope.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But we got it disabled right now because the snow plows plow all the snow up into it and screws it up, so in the winter time we don't close it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
WATAP, yeah, I gotta make one quick stop at the drugstore and then off to Jack's. Pick up a radio, drop one off. But, anywho, I gotta show them my new radio, my new brick. It's about twice as big and twice as heavy as a Motorola.
Yeah, I got Wally's Motorola. I just ordered the parts for it, you know, the cable and the connector. Those should be in on Sunday, and then I'll just get a cigarette lighter adapter on it. I can pick one of those up at AutoZone for like $5, put a 20-amp fuse in it, be done, and then we'll go play.
You got the software to program it and all that?
He pre-programmed it for me.
Okay, so, I mean, if you want to program it on your own, like change a few things, you got to go back to the
other guy, right? It said proprietary and Motorola type software. Or not, I guess it is kind of proprietary.
Well, I might be able to get it off of the website. I got a login for it because I have a bunch of Vertex standard VHF-HTs that I got the software for. So, maybe. Just got to order the cable, too. Right now, it's on loan from Mr. KPP, so I don't want to mess with it too much. I just want to pay with it. And then,
I got about 32, and I found the other two. Those rolling around the trunk of my car. That's 34 that I have. And I just throw a chirp file in them, and I get them all kind of uniform, all the same channels. And, I even got a couple radios you could program through your Bluetooth, an app on your phone. Kind of useless, but I don't know if I'd ever use that. If I wanted to typing it in the app and then transferring it, but I guess if you want to do like 50 channels, then it's quicker that way.
Yeah, I just can't program my Alinco because looking at the software for it is like kind of cut and dry, and it's very, very, very basic. I'm like, you know, I programmed the Alinco faster to the mic than I actually did using the software.
I got my big antenna, so I gotta go inside. Catch you in a bit. WEAP.
Copy that. KKKJO mobile monitoring.
I'm back. WEAP.
Something's going on in Richmond. KCKJO.
It's a rodeo.
I don't know. I'm sitting on Crash. I'm about to turn on the M19 in front of Kroger's. Out here with Squawk, 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 and he's flying up M19 right now. Rodeo sounds like fun, though. Cattle rustling.
Cow tipping, outhouse tipping.
That would end up at the Blue Water Trials. Yeah, I have those, that antenna connector and the power cable this Sunday or Monday, Wally.
KF8S, W8EAP.
This is KEA TFM.